I was dressed to the nines at Brasserie 8.5. Located on the corner of Right Now and Everyone Was There, it was the place to see and be seen.
Oh, look at that one.
Oh.
Mary hail a cab.
Do you think he's a model?
A model what? A model citizen? A model home? A model airplane?
I think he's the dirty-haired Gucci guy with clean hair.
Wow, he's so versatile. Why don't you go over and say hello?
Oh, he's gorgeous. The only way I could get a guy like that interested in me would be to pay him.
Stanford, my love, there's no need for you to enter Hookerville.
Carrie, I know what I look like.
Then you can't see what I see.
Carrie!
Hey!
Lynn Cameron was a much sought-after fashion show producer, as valuable to a show's success as Valium or Velcro.
I just told Damien you have just so fucking saved my life.
I did?
Oh, sorry. This is my boyfriend, Damien. I use the term boyfriend loosely, as Damien is clearly a homosexual.
Well, in that case, this is my boyfriend, Stanford.
You so have to be in this fashion show I'm doing. A mix of models and New York people with style, and no one is more New York or has more style than you.
Lynn, I'm a writer.
You're fucking doing my show. If I have to hunt you down, skin you alive, and have one of the other models fucking wear you. I'll call you next week. Could this place be any louder?
Bye.
I am so coming.
To what? I'm not a model.
Then you can't see what I see.
I'll start with a salad with extra blue cheese dressing. Thank you.
Thanks.
Are the vegetables on the veggie plate organic?
They have beef pot pie on the menu. What do you think?
I'll just have a cup of hot water with lemon. Thank you.
Thanks.
Isn't it hard to eat just organic all the time?
Oh, it is so hard. Last night, I could not stop thinking about a Big Mac. I finally had to get dressed, go out, and pick up a guy.
Talk about a happy meal.
Well, lady, you have never looked better. Your body is amazing.
Well, I hope so. I'm having nude photographs taken on Wednesday.
What are you going to do, have postcards made up to hand out to prospective dates?
This is not about a man's approval. This photo is just for me. So when I'm old and my tits are in my shoes, I can look at it and say, damn, I was hot.
Isn't that a little narcissistic?
No one thinks it's narcissistic when you get your seventh grade picture taken.
You weren't naked in that.
That we know of.
Look, I like my body. I'm getting these pictures taken. What's the big problem?
No problem. You're my hero. I think it's fantastic that you can just put it out there. I can't even say yes to being in some charity fashion show.
New York Style?
Yeah.
You were asked to be part of that? That's huge. All the top designers are doing it.
Wait, they want you to be a model?
No. It's a mix of real people and models. I know the producer.
Carrie, you have to do it. You live for fashion.
I do not live for fashion.
How many fashion shows did you drag me to during Fashion Week?
8. What's your point?
Why are you turning down the chance to actually be in one?
I do not belong on a runway. Runways are for models, not writers.
What's the difference between strutting down a runway and the way you strut down Fifth Avenue?
Strut? Do I strut? Am I a strutter?
I think it'd be fun. I was a teen model when the Ralph Lauren store opened in New Haven.
Okay, it's amazing I was able to keep my lunch down just now.
I cannot imagine walking down a runway where people sit there and judge me.
No one would judge you.
Oh, we judge models all the time.
But you're not a model. You're one of the real people.
Exactly, and I don't want people to think that I can't see the difference between a model and me.
Oh, who gives a fuck what people think? This is a fabulous opportunity. Honey, you'll probably get to keep the clothes.
I thought of that.
I'd do it in a New York minute.
So would I.
What do you think, Muti?
While Miranda would never dream of walking on a runway, she had no problem running on one.
Happy happen to know you were on that treadmill for longer than 30 minutes. That's illegal here at Crunch Fitness.
I'm starting to train for the marathon. First time.
Wow. Good for you. I was a captain on my high school track team. Marathon. I'm Dave.
Miranda. Well, have a good workout.
That's it?
Is there more?
I hope so. I've been watching you for months. I think that you are very sexy.
So, what's the problem?
He said, I think you're very sexy.
And?
I was wearing no makeup and my Hanes $3 old man's undershirt.
Nice.
I just can't believe that a guy would think that I was sexy.
Okay, I'm hanging up now.
No, I'm serious.
Smart, yes. Sometimes cute, but never sexy. Sexy is the thing I try to get them to see me as after I win them over with my personality.
You win men over with your personality?
They want you to be a model.
Okay, I'm hanging up now. Later that night, I got to thinking about Narcissus, a man so consumed with his own image, he drowned in it. Did he have no best friends to mirror back a healthier view of himself? And why is it that we can see our friends perfectly, but when it comes to ourselves, no matter how hard we look, do we ever see ourselves clearly? Samantha, on the other hand, saw herself a little too clearly.
Okay, Samantha. Tiger here has a variety of music choices to ease you into the shoot and help you feel more comfortable. Tiger?
Yeah, I've got some Steely Dan.
I'm comfortable.
Okay, camera, Tiger? Tiger?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Your gynecologist?
Yeah, she's amazing. What?
I think I might want to see someone else.
What's happening?
Well, Trey and I are still just talking. We're not ready to move back in yet.
No, what's happening with your vagina?
Shh.
Sweetie, I'm not bugged. It's just us listening.
Maybe a yeast infection, but my gynecologist says no, but something's definitely off.
Well, what are the symptoms?
I don't want to talk about this. Can you just call my machine and leave her number?
Hey, do you know anyone that Stanford could go out with? If we don't find him someone, he's going to start dating hookers.
Hookers? Ew!
Exactly. Charlotte?
Mm?
Would you say that I'm strutting right now?
Charlotte decided for Stanford Blatch it would have to be someone cute, someone with style, someone like Anthony Marantino, her wedding gown stylist.
What?
Anthony, hi. It's Charlotte York McDougal.
Sorry, I thought it was my mother. 15 phone calls to make sure I get her the cheapest possible sheet from Bed Bath and friggin' beyond.
I was wondering if you were dating anyone right now.
I'm dating everyone right now. Why?
I have this friend, Stanford.
What's he look like?
He is adorable.
Well, who would play him? In a movie, who would play him?
I don't know. Ed Harris. A younger Ed Harris.
That's hot.
And speaking of hot, Miranda ended her first date with Captain Crunch.
That was fun.
I hope I didn't talk too much. I think the only words you actually said all night were, well, that was fun. God, you are so sexy. You don't think so?
Maybe he was right. After all, who was Miranda to argue with the captain?
Hello?
Miss Motherfucker.
Why have you not returned my last 200 phone calls?
Lynn, I really don't think that I should do this show. I mean, come on, I am not a model, and as much as I would like to think that I could walk down
a runway... Harry, you're in or you're out. I don't have time for this. I'm sure Dolce & Gabbana can find someone else to dress.
Dolce & Gabbana?
Each designer picks the person they want to dress.
Dolce & Gabbana picked me?
Yes, fuckette, and those are some picky Italians.
Do you think that I would be able to keep the outfit?
Forza, forza, forza. Manca tre modelli ancora, tre.
What's up, love?
Oh, I'm coming.
Attendi meglio, se no qui. Aspetta un attimo. Pronti?
Oh, me likey. Perfect, and the bust and the waist. Turn, turn left, turn left. Do we likey? Hmm? Oh, no likey the length. We'll have to take it up about 4 feet. Quattro piedi.
Quattro piedi.
Yeah, I know, I'm short. I'm too short. Oh. But I'm very, very comfortable in heels. Honestly, the higher the better. So, you know, feel free to put me up in the big gal shoes.
Walk, love. Walk. I gave it to Heidi, we wouldn't have to take it up at all.
Heidi Klum?
See, my Heidi would call it a ski for me, right?
Yes. Turn, love, turn. Yes. And trot back.
Trot.
Trot. Good, good, good. Oh, look what the pussy's dragged in.
Hello, Oscar.
We're just calling the O now, love.
Who's this?
Carrie Bradshaw, a New York-style model.
Oh, God, no. No. No, I'm a writer.
I'm Paul Denai. I'm a photographer.
Oh,
I'm working
sure.
On
the... I love... I'm sorry. No, I'm sorry. I know your photographs.
Well, I'm just doing a little behind-the-scenes book about Fashion Week. You mind if I shoot your fitting?
I wasn't ready. So go ahead.
That's the point. Don't mind me. I like the element of surprise.
I could give you a surprise, love. Now, what's your opinion, love?
Oh, me love or him love?
You love.
Oh. I don't know, whatever you think.
Oh, no, change my mind, got something better.
Oh. Oh, that's bad. I'm sorry, I'm very uncomfortable having my photograph taken.
How does a girl who doesn't like having her picture taken wind up in a fashion show?
I'm in it for the free goods.
Well, maybe if I explain how a camera works over a glass of wine sometime.
Well, I've never been a gal to turn down a free lesson.
Or a free dress.
Here it is. Do we like it?
We like it. Oh.
And speaking of uncomfortable...
Okay. You can put your legs down now. It is not a yeast infection.
It's not?
I have an entire file of women, all with the same symptoms, itching, stinging, burning. All of them think they have a yeast infection. It's not. It could be vulvodynia.
Is it serious?
No, it's mostly just uncomfortable. We can get it under control. I'm going to prescribe a light antidepressant.
But I'm not depressed.
It's not for you. It's for your vagina.
Your vagina's depressed?
The mood elevator sort of corrects the imbalance.
Wait a minute. How do you know your vagina's depressed?
There are symptoms.
Like what? It can't meet its deadline?
It always wants to go to Krispy Kreme.
Oh, ha ha. It's so funny. My vagina's depressed.
Stop. I might have vulvodynia.
Vulva whatia?
So every day, I have to keep a vagina journal.
No, come on. Dear Vagina, Why So Blue kind of journal?
Dear Vagina, guess who I have a crush on?
No, more like Itchy Today, Not Itchy.
Sounds like a bestseller.
Ready to order?
I guess we're still waiting. Oh, but you know what? Can I have a hot water and some lemon? Thanks.
I'm fine, but Charlotte, maybe you're would like an order of fries. I guess not, thank you.
Sorry I'm late.
Hi.
I had to pick up my nude contact sheets. Look.
Okay, but only until the food arrives.
Charlotte, I want your professional art eye opinion.
That's not very arty. I can see your... everything.
Oh, that's the full frontal. I just did that to warm up.
You should have warned me, really.
Well, what's the big deal? It's just a vagina.
It's magnified. I've never even seen mine that close.
Oh, come on. You've never seen yourself up close and personal?
Carrie, have you seen yours that close?
How'd I get involved?
Charlotte, you've never looked at yourself with a hand mirror?
Oh, my God. Honey, I insist you go home right now and take a look. Or better yet, take my compact and make a quick trip to the ladies' room.
I don't want to look. I think it's ugly.
Well, maybe that's why it's depressed.
What did I miss?
On their second date, Miranda did most of the talking. She was feeling confident and sexy.
I like my life. I love my job. I love my friends.
She couldn't believe how comfortable this new Miranda felt.
And I love meeting new people. Like you.
Miranda had no idea what had changed.
I want pure class. I'm thinking ash or a charcoal gray mat inside the frame.
Can't you on either side?
Even though Samantha had done the photo just for her, she still wanted to be seen a certain way by men.
Charcoal would bring out the gray tones?
The mat should stop about an inch away from my breast, right here. See my breast? And then stop right around here near my ass. See that? Right near my ass.
How's next Thursday?
Whatever.
And you took this one of Cindy Crawford, see? Photo by Paul Denai.
How can you still remember it? It was the 90s.
It's 92. I loved her beauty mark so much. I used to pencil one on, you know, and then I'd move it around whenever I had a blemish. So, you know, it'd be here, and then it'd be here, and then sometimes it'd be here and here. Oh, here's another one. Oh, man.
I can't believe you have this book. It's getting embarrassing.
No, are you crazy? I love this. You know, when I first moved to New York and I was totally broke, sometimes I would buy Vogue instead of dinner. I just felt it fed me more.
You know, I used to do all that high fashion shit, but the behind-the-scenes stuff I'm doing now is so much better. It's more real.
Real. Ick.
No, the reality of people and all their little flaws, it's the little flaws that make them so much more beautiful.
Oh, forget reality and tell me about the models. Who's a big bitch and who's a bigger bitch?
Sorry. I never click and tell. Why are you so fascinated with the models?
I just love them. And they're just beautiful.
I want to show you something.
Right.
You show me one model who's more alive or more beautiful than her.
So which one is your new boyfriend?
Oh, it was only one kiss.
It's so predictable. A model dating a photographer.
Stanny, I'm a model.
Excuse me.
I may have a stroke. So, do I look all right? I'm a little nervous about the Charlotte fix-up.
Oh, you look fabulous. You have fabulous seats. Everything's going to be fabulous. And I can't think about you anymore. I'm a model.
You're a supermodel.
Oh, and I made them put me in these super high heels. So I'm going to be so freaking smart.
Supermodel and super size it, please.
Excuse me. Hi, I'm Carrie Bradshaw. Where do I go?
Over with the non-models.
What's her problem?
Ooh, Gucci and Dolce and Dior.
Oh, my. Oh, look. Look, this is the Polaroid of the dress. Oh, me likey. That's a fashion thing.
Oh, here's one of Frank Rich.
Hmm?
And Fran Lebowitz. These are the other real people?
Okay. What the fuck's wrong?
Frank Rich, Lynn? Fran Lebowitz, what? Dolce and Gabbana couldn't get Ed Koch?
Gucci got him. What's the problem?
Such an idiot. I actually convinced myself I belonged here.
You do belong here.
Can I go home?
No. The entire show is timed per model.
I'm a non-model.
But you're fabulous. Lighten up.
Okay. So you're not Heidi Klum. But you're the modeliest of the real people.
I mean, he told me I was sexy. And then he didn't want to kiss me. Was it me? Suddenly I wasn't sexy? What does it mean?
Who knows? He's a man. You can lay your pussy on a table right in front of one and still not know what he's thinking.
And just when I thought it couldn't get any worse,
There's been a change. You're not wearing this. You're wearing this.
Okay. I'm gonna need to speak to someone.
Ho provato tutto e niente.
I had to lose the dress, love. I saw that Dior is showing something similar right before you.
Uh-huh.
It's a fashion house of cards, love.
I can't wear jeweled underwear.
No. I just want you to look at them.
Where's the dolly?
I'll be fantastic.
How can I make this clear? Me no likey. Paul, can you do something? Okay, but not that.
Oh, my God!
Try them on. You'll love them, love.
No, please, really, I'm gonna faint. I can't wear jeweled panties and strut out in front of Frank Rich. I respect Frank Rich. Frank Rich is a writer.
Oh, you're not just wearing panties, love. They come with a fantastic coat. Trot round there and try them on. Trot on. Trot, trot.
It's just... I have a certain look, you know? And I just really don't think that... jeweled panties is it.
Oh, tanto se una balena la tagliamo, no?
Exactly, exactly. If you look like a whale, we won't send you out there. We're Dolce and Gabbana, for Christ's sakes. Now, come out or I'm coming in.
Oh, God!
Fantastic. Now the hair's all wrong. Hair's wrong. We need big hair. Big hair.
Shark, this is so exciting.
Stanford Blatch, this is Anthony Marantino.
Hi. Marantino, is that Italian?
Sicilian.
Is that different?
Yeah.
Well, I better go check on Carrie.
Ed Harris. Ed Harris. Try Ed, I have no Harris.
I really thought you two would hit it off.
Why? Because he's gay and I'm gay?
Well...
Sharp, let me clear something up for you. I'm a nice little package. I got good arms and a high, tight ass. I could do a lot better.
10 minutes and 10 hair extensions later...
I can't believe Charlotte would set me up with such a queen. Is that who she thinks I am? Someone who would date such a queen?
Stanford, I don't have time to decipher the levels of queendom in your world right now. Would you please go get me another champagne?
Oh.
That is big hair.
Thank you.
Orlando, she looks fabulous. Now, love, we need the big eyes to go with the big hair. Kevin O'Quinn, Carrie Bradshaw.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Ready for makeup?
Hi. I know you're a genius, but here's the thing. I'm a writer.
I know. I'm a big fan of your column, so don't worry. You're going to look fabulous. Okay?
Stanford, nobody is listening to me. They just keep telling me I'm fabulous.
You are fabulous.
Go get Samantha and tell her to come back here. She'll tell me the truth.
I can't go back out there. That queen's out there.
Go.
Crisis. Carrie needs to see you backstage. Where's Her Highness?
What?
Your little friend. Where is he?
Oh! He had to go.
Why? He didn't like me.
No! He had a decorating emergency.
I've been rejected by someone I wasn't interested in. I hate when that happens.
Lynn, we're okay to go.
Lights go. Music cue 4, go.
Gucci.
The truth. I know people don't mean it when they say that, but I do.
Oh, honey, you're a model.
You tell me, right?
Absolutely. You're a model.
Look how tall I am.
She's from my idea.
Oh.
Christian
Dior. I gotta get out there.
Okay.
go, model.
All right. Okay. Wow, you're Heidi Klum.
Mm-hmm. Wow, those are fantastic.
Really?
Oof. Do I look okay?
Look fabulous.
Thanks. Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, oh, yeah, oh. Hey, hey.
Oh.
Bye, yeah, okay. So.
Wait till you see our gal.
Really?
Yeah?
When is she coming out?
Dolce and Gabbana.
Carrie, go.
Should roadkill.
Stop fucking taking my picture. I had a choice. I could slink off the runway and let my inner model die of shame, or I could pick myself up, flaws and all, and finish. And that's just what I did. Because when real people fall down in life, they get right back up and keep on walking. My little act of bravery inspired three other people to acts of bravery as well. Miranda faced her fear of knowing the truth.
Hi. I'm really confused. I thought we had a good time, and then you never called, and I never called because you never called, and I guess that's fine, but I just have to know, did I do something, or...
No. Well, yeah. I don't know. We were sitting on the couch, and just... You seem a little full of yourself.
Okay, glad we straightened that out.
Cheeseburger and fries.
Samantha faced her fear of what real food would do to her perfect figure.
Thanks.
Nice ass.
I didn't tip you enough.
And Charlotte faced her fear of seeing herself.